everybody. Jeff Jones here. Welcome to the weekly Chase Oaks Church podcast. Before we dive in, I want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel and download the Chase Oaks Church app. The app is the best place to catch up on messages, engage with our community, and stay in the loop with everything going on around here. Most importantly, my hope is that today's message inspires you to take your next step in your faith journey. Here we go. All right. Well, good to see everybody. Merry Christmas. And you know, our worship team and band clean up nice when they want to dress up for a Christmas special. Somebody asked me last service, did I not get the memo? And yeah, I got it, but I ignored it. That's one of the privileges. I get to ignore some of those. But whether you're dressed up or not, we're really, really glad that you're here to come as you are church. And whether you're online right now or you're one of our locations, we're just really happy to celebrate together because this week is an amazing week of the year. I know sometimes it can be difficult, but it's always special. And yet it takes some work to get there. Some of you still have some work to do, right? To gather everybody together or to get the right gift for the right person. And sometimes that's not easy. I mean, some people are easy to buy for, but a lot of people in a world where we have a lot of stuff is not so easy. And, you know, how do we get the right gift? And that can be stressful. Now, for people who at this point, there's not many people stressing out about me, but if they are, they shouldn't, because I've already got what I want for Christmas. It already happened a couple months ago. And that gets back to earlier, you saw a picture of my dog, Chewy, and our dog, Chewy, our family dog. Here's Chewy. This is his Christmas photo. There he is. And Chewy's a great little guy. But a couple months ago, Christy and I were out of town, and we got a call from our dog sitter that Chewy was in the ER, the pet ER, and that he was completely paralyzed. And we talked to the vet. The vet told us that, you know, he thinks it's time for him to be put to sleep. And we're like, what are you talking about? Like, and it was like, no, don't do anything. We're gonna fly back right now. So we got on a plane, flew back, and took him to another vet, a regular vet, who essentially told us the same thing, that it was time for that. And fortunately, we decided to get a third opinion, a Chase Oaker vet. That's the key right there. And who came over and did some treatment. And in about 15 minutes, he was about 50% better. And after a few days, he's back to 100%. And so we're so thankful for that. And we know that, you know, dogs don't live forever. But we're just so thankful. So I feel like I'm good. Even if Alabama's not in the playoffs, I'm good. Like, this is okay. You know, we're all good. But you may have some people that you don't know if they're all good or not. Like, you're trying to figure out what to buy and get just the right thing. What do they need? What do they want? I'm going to give you, just because I want to be helpful, a couple of options you may not have thought of that might help. So here's one gift idea for the hard-to-buy person, and that is this new toothbrush. And, you know, I know it's hard to tell what's going on there, but it's like this automated thing. And these toothbrushes are all, they're so 2023. So this new one takes 10 seconds. It brushes your teeth in 10 seconds. Now, compare that to, you know, a normal toothbrush that takes, let's say, a minute. So let's say you brush your teeth two times a day, that's 2 minutes a day, over the course of an average lifespan. If you instead do this 10-second deal instead of this, you know how much time you save? In the course of a lifetime, 40 days. It's a gift of 40 days to somebody to do something else other than brush your teeth. And they say on their marketing that it's the number one selling toothbrush in Europe and Great Britain, and nobody knows tooth care like the British, right? So it's all, that's terrible, I'm sorry. We have people here who are, I probably won't see that on the 24th. I don't know. But here's another idea for the real pet lover. And that is a dog bed you share with your dog. So instead of the dog coming up on people furniture and people bed and people couch and all that, you don't even need any of that. All you need is a dog bed that you both can share. And think of all the money you save on furniture, right? So that's an idea. I've got many more, but don't have time to share all of them. You can email me if you're really desperate. I'll share a couple more. But it's one thing to think about a person like that, but what if we broaden it? Like, what if I ask the question, what does the world need now? That's a good answer. That's always a good answer, right? What does the world need now? A person needs now, but what does the world need now? I like all your answers. So we'll talk about it. So you said Jesus and love. But what the world needs now, as complex as it can feel, because the world has a lot of complex problems. I just got back from India and Egypt, and just those two countries alone, I came away so overwhelmed thinking, oh my goodness, there's so much need, there's so many issues, there's so much brokenness. There's close to 200 countries. That's just two. And you think in a world like this, it could be so overwhelming, but Christmas reminds us the answer. I'm not trying to oversimplify problems, but the answer can actually be condensed to what Jesus came to bring, and that is God and all that he came to offer. What the world needs now is God and all that he has for us. And the good news is, the message of Christmas is that it's available. God came here to connect. He came to this broken world. He didn't leave us in the dark. He came with his light. He came with his presence. The way Jesus talks about it, who is God, who came here in human form, that's what we celebrate at Christmas. It's not when Jesus started, when he was born as a baby. He's always existed. He's God. But it's when he took on human flesh and he came here to make a way for us to know God and to have all that God created us to enjoy and so that we can flourish. In John 14:6, here's the way he said it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father, to God, except through me. He came to make a way for all of us to God, the Father, to know God. He came with the way, the truth, and the life. Now, when you first hear the way he words it, though, it can sound really exclusive. No one can come to the Father except through me. You can kind of picture sort of like a bouncer that's keeping everybody out, and it's only for a select few, but it's actually not exclusive at all. Let me give you just a couple thoughts about that. One is, well, why would he say that's the only way? And the reason he said it's the only way is because it's the only way. Because it's either us trying to find our own way or God making a way for us. Those are the two options. And the reason that we need a savior that we celebrate coming into the world is because we could not get to God on our own. We could not be good enough to make up for our sin. We couldn't find on our own everything that God wants to give us. The reason it's the only way, it was the only way, and that's why Jesus came into the world to make that way. And it's not exclusive because it's available to everybody, not just the deserving, because there are no deserving people. It's available for everybody. Another Bible verse says it a very different way. It says, anybody who wants to, whosoever wills, anybody who wants to can come. All we have to do is come. Because the way God made is about his grace, not about our works. And therefore, it's about what he did, not about what we do. It's not about what we achieve. It's simply what we choose to receive that he offers as a gift. And it's so much more than I think we can even understand what he wants to give us. Yes, connection with him. Forgiveness from sin. That's why he died on the cross. But so much more than that. He said he's the way, the truth, and the life. Let's think about the way. The way to God, yes, but also just the way to live life that God created us to live. You know, the first Christians didn't call themselves Christians. Non-Christians call Christians Christians. That's the word they used to describe Christians. But what the Christians, earliest Christians, called themselves were the followers of the way. Followers of the way of Jesus. It wasn't just believing a few things. It's saying, no, I'm gonna live a whole different way. I'm gonna live like Jesus. I'm gonna live a life of love. I'm gonna live like him. Followers of the way. He came to bring the way. The way and then the truth. You know, in a world like this, what can you count on to be true? I mean, who can you trust? I mean, the good news is you can always trust two things to be true, right? Anything on the internet and anything on social media. I mean, we all know that, right? Of course you can't. But you can't trust God. And God decided to bring truth into this world. He chose to bring light into this world. He's the embodiment of truth, Jesus is, and he revealed truth that we have, that we can rely on, and the life. He came to bring life to the full. You know, you may think, and a lot of people think, that religion kills life. Like if you really want to live a flourishing life, being religious is not going to get you there. It's stuffy and all that. And if you're thinking that way, you're actually right. And the Bible even backs you up. It says that the law or religion kills. But that's not what Jesus came to bring. Jesus came to bring a relationship with God who wants to fill our life with his joy and fill our life with his goodness, to help us live the way you and I were created to live, to flourish, the way, the truth, and the life, all as a gift. Not something we deserve, not something we can work for, simply something we accept and then learn to live into, way, truth, life. Now, when we think about what the world needs now, God, what the world needs now, way, truth, life, you may think of a song when you hear that, what the world needs now. Like if you've ever, you know, maybe from back in the day, it's a Burt Bacharach song, I think, or if you've ever watched an Austin Power movie, it's in there, or there's an Amazon commercial that's playing right now all the time that has this song. In fact, I never lead worship or songs, and you're about to see why. But I'll lead us just in a little bit. You know, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Let's try it. Okay, just sing with me. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. That's enough for me. I know you're already thinking that. What the world needs now is less love, sweet love. That's not a bad way to say it. But what the world needs isn't just a feeling of love. What the world needs is the embodiment of love. What the world needs is God, whose essence is love, who calls us to walk in the way of love, the way of Jesus' love for God and love for other people. And the world desperately needs us to be that so that we can point the way to him. And the good news is that all that God came to bring that we celebrate at Christmas is there like a gift under the tree with your name on it. John 3:16 is the most well-recognized verse in the Bible, I think. For God so loved the world, everybody, that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You know how exclusive this is? Look at the word whoever. It's for whoever. It's not for some. It's for everyone. Whoever. Whoever believes. We've talked about how it's not about what we achieve, but about what we receive. And yeah, we do actually have to receive it. We have to be open to it. God's not going to push himself on us. But his presence and relationship with him and all that he offers is there, as I said, like a gift under the tree. And this Christmas might be your time to say, yes, thank you. I want that. Maybe you understand for the first time, it's not about being religious. It's not about trying to be good enough. It's realizing you can't and simply accepting what he offers freely by his grace and then learning to live in the way of Jesus and walk with him into a whole new life. And this might be your perfect time this Christmas to say yes to that. And for the rest of us, maybe who've already done that at some point, might be an opportunity to say, God, I just want to live more fully and deeply as I think about a next year, as I think about 2025, way, truth, life. God, I want to live your way more fully, your truth more deeply, your life more richly. God, I just want to dive into all you have for me. And with that in mind, I want us to pray. And so let's bow our heads together. And I want us, Christmas is such a crazy time. I want to just quiet everything so that you and I can talk to God. That's all prayer is, talking to God, our Father who loves us. You don't have to use special words. He's not impressed by that. He just is your father. He loves you. Just talk to him. And right now, it may be what you, if you want, you could say, God, I want a relationship with you. You offer everything as a gift. It's not about what I deserve. And Father, I say yes. I want you in my life. I want your forgiveness. I want your presence. I want your transformation. I want to live more fully and live into all that you want for me. I want to walk with you into a new life. That's what it means to begin a relationship with God. For others, that may feel like too big a concept. And you may just say, God, I don't understand all that, but help me understand it. God, if it's possible to know you, I want to. For others, maybe the opportunity to say, God, I know you, but I want to know you more deeply, more fully, more richly. I want to dive into your way, dive into your truth, dive into the life that you want for me more fully. And Father, on behalf of all of us, I thank you that What the world needs now is you, your love, your presence, your mercy, and it's available. We thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.